Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On today's show, we'll have a review of two events that took place in the Twin Cities this weekend, the 44th annual Debutantes Ball, which took place this past Saturday, and at the Landmark Center, they hosted an event entitled Sundays at the Landmark Urban Expedition. The urban expedition for this week was the Philippines. And as always, we are going to play a plethora of music. But before we head over to our review of the events of this past weekend, just want to dedicate this show to my cousin, Jason Bunju, who recently passed away the other day. Jason was a year younger than me. I will always remember that my cousin Jason was the most athletic, determined of all us cousins out there. He probably created that competitive edge in his cousins, especially the male cousins, when it came to sports. He was just naturally gifted. He was an intelligent man. My cousin was of Filipino and Caucasian descent, and you might not think by looking at him that, hey, this guy is half Filipino, but there was no one out there that had so much pride in being Filipino before it was quote-unquote vogue or popular to shout out that you're Filipino. My cousin Jay was that guy. I was lucky that when we were 11 and 12 that we finally got to play a sport together. We played baseball on St. Paul's West Side for the West Side Boosters. And we were able to win a Little League Divisional Championship with our team, the West Side Orioles. Him hitting a home run earlier in the game and me hitting the home run in the top of the sixth to put us in the lead for good. This guy had a love for a flair for making everybody happy. He picked up his culinary expertise from his dad, Art, who, like many of his brothers, they grew up in Macabebe, Pampanga, and Pampanga is considered one of the premier places of Filipino cuisine. And Jason was masterful at making Filipino dishes. He loved sinigang, which is generally a dish with beef or pork bones. I believe some tamarind is put in there along with some vegetables, and it's already got that tart. It's already got that kick to it. But my cousin Jay definitely loved a little more zing to his sinigang, and man, he would probably put half a bottle of lemon juice just to make it just right for him. But I know that his cousins here in Minnesota on both sides of his family and his cousins all across the U.S. and in the Philippines are going to miss a vibrant spirit that will sorely be missed amongst all his cousins. So rest in peace, Jason, and we love you very much. As I stated, this past week, the Debutantes Ball took place at the Intercontinental Hotel in St. Paul. There were 11 couples that participated in the annual ball. It appears to be a very smashing success with the attendance of people at the event. I saw a really touching moment right after the presentation of the debutantes and escorts amongst Tita Ofi Balcos and her husband, who she helped to create the debutantes ball. And they, when they started giving out a scholarship for the debutantes and then the escorts, they were the original donors. And as I was downstairs doing some errands, I saw Eric Mintilar and his wife, who are now the persons or the people that are giving out the scholarship. And it was a nice touching moment to see them downstairs interacting with one another. It was great to see also what is different from my experience growing up with the debutante ball as someone who participated in it three times as a teen, is that when I was growing up in the mid-90s, it was kind of an event that you kind of kept separate from your quote-unquote school friends and your Filipino friends, but the amount of non-Filipinos that attend the event is amazing to see, and seeing that these kids are more in tune with sharing their culture with their non-Filipino friends and them learning about it, and potentially this is a catalyst for them, if they haven't been involved in the Filipino community, to be more involved or learn more about their Philippine culture. In regards to Philippine culture, as I stated, at the Landmark Center, there was Sundays at the Landmark, Urban Expedition Philippines, and you saw many exhibits there for children and non-children. You had some singing, some traditional Filipino dancing. You had some Filipino dancing by the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans. It was some sweet irony because for a long time, the home of Philippine Day, which generally is between late March and early April, sometime around whenever Palm Sunday falls upon. This is kind of a way to remember back then that Philippine Day took place. But they were highly involved in this event at the Landmark Center, and there was a lot of people learning about the event. Even people who were attending a performance at the Orderway across the street were talking about, hey, there's this event about about the Philippines right there at the Landmark Center. And it was great to see a lot of non-Filipinos learning about the Filipino culture, and a lot of kids doing the crafts there. They were making flags, which one of which my daughter, who's 5, was able to participate in. But we'll get into our news right after our first musical selection of the evening. This is a song by the artist Gary Valenciano, and the name of this song is Reaching Out.
To me, don't have the strength to say, give this heart of mine a chance, and maybe then you will see. I'll do anything, do anything that you tell me. If you need me, reaching out to you, do you feel it too? Loving you is all I wanna do. I'm completely sure I never felt this way before. I smile and know that there is something more. What must I do so I can make you see the light that shines in my eyes? I wish you're always by my side, and can't stop, don't know how to stop thinking of you. And I'll do anything to be near you.
Once again, that was Gary Valenciano with his song, Reaching Out. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can hear us on the web at kfei.org/Filipino American National News, and you can find us via the KFEI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. As we mentioned earlier, we're going to head over to the news desk. And this comes from the DW.com. The leaders of Japan and the Philippines signed a defensive agreement on Thursday in Tokyo, which aims to boost the military cooperation between the two island nations. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. met with his Japanese counterpart, Fumio Kishida, during a visit to Japan. Both are looking to curb China's rising geopolitical influence in the region. The arrangement will see Japanese soldiers join natural and humanitarian disaster response training exercises in the Philippines. It has been seen as a first step towards a broader defensive cooperation. After our meeting, I can confidently say that our strategic partnership is stronger than ever as we navigate together the rough waters buffering our region, President Marcos said at a joint news conference. The future of our relationship remains full of promises as we continue to deepen and expand our engagements across a wide range of mutually beneficial cooperation. Marcos's visit to Tokyo came shortly after the Philippines agreed to expand U.S. access to military bases following a meeting with U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Kishida said Thursday's agreement would be followed by the further talks that would strengthen defensive ties and enable the transfer of equipment and technology to the Philippines, including air surveillance radar systems. He added that the trilateral cooperation with the U.S. would also be strengthened. The government in Tokyo amended its defensive doctrine in December, breaking with its defense-only principles since the end of World War II by adopting a retaliatory strike capability. It also plans a double military spending in 5 years. Japan also aims to support poorer nations in the region with development assistance focused on maritime security in an attempt to counter China's regional influence. Kishida and Marcos expressed serious concerns about the situation the East and China sees and strongly opposed the actions, including force or coercion, that may increase tensions, according to the joint statement. tensions have risen between Beijing and Manila over China's increased presence in the South China Sea, where it made claims contested by other regional states. China's Navy and Coast Guard have been accused of encroaching on waters claimed by the Philippines and have allegedly blocked access to Philippine fishing boats. Marcos met with China President Xi Jinping during a three-day visit to China in early January, in which the two agreed to cool down their tensions and boost trade. Marcos, the son of former dictator who took the power in June, has worked to redirect Manila's foreign relations after its predecessor Rodrigo Duterte brought the countries closer to China. And for right now, we're going to head over to a song by Sharon Cuneta, and the name of this song is Mr. DJ.
Mr. DJ, can I make a request? Puede ba yung love song ko? Mr. DJ, para sa akin ito, sana ay okay sa'yo. Hihintayin ko na patugtugin mo. Thank you uli sa'yo. Ito'y para sa kanya. At sana'y nakikinig siya. Naaalala kaya niya ang love song namin noon, na niluma na ng panahon. Mr. DJ, salamat sa'yo, sumasabay din ako sa love song namin noon, na niluma na ng panahon. Mr. DJ, can I make a request? Pwede ba yung love song? Mr. DJ, para sa akin ito, sana ay okay sa'yo. Nasaan man siya, mayroon mang iba, ito'y para sa kanya. At sa
Sharon Cuneta with Hey, or Mr. DJ. we are coming quite close to the end of the Filipino-American National News, and we're actually going to close the news desk for this evening, and we're going to end the show with two songs. But to go a little off script, we all know that I, from time to time, will say some pretty bold statements out there, stuff that aren't necessarily conventional, but in a time of reflection, I think with the passing of my cousin Jason, I think it's just a reminder out there, us as Filipinos that are listening are very prideful people. And I just think that sometimes we talk, Joe Coy, like comedians, they joke about there's so many Filipino nurses and there's Filipino doctors, but oftentimes Filipinos are very stubborn to get health checks or seeing their doctor. And I think it's very important that we need to take that more seriously as a people, that, you know, if we got something I think we're dealing with, or something physical, ailments, that we definitely do need to take advantage of seeing a medical provider. And one of the benefits of living in this country is we have more access to the medical field, the dental field, in regards to things that we might not have back home in the Philippines, unless we are, say, someone of more privilege. And also sometimes we as Filipinos as well, even as much as not going to doctors, that we don't always check on our mental health. And it's definitely a thing that I think us as Filipinos definitely need to do. There's no shame in asking for help or seeking advice, whether it be a professional or just having a network of people that you're able to speak with when you are dealing with any sort of things. It's, as I talked earlier about the physical health, mental health is just as important. And don't keep everything stored up inside. Make sure that you have a support system out there that you can speak with when things are not going the way that you like. But right now, we're going to end the Filipino-American National News with Lea Salonga's Bakit Labis Kitang Mahal and maybe a snippet of Martin Navera's Ikaw. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Malimutan ba?
lagi na lang ikaw ang alaala ko. Kahit nasaan ka man, larawan mo'y natatanaw. Maging sa pagtulog ay panaginip ka.
KFAI is proud to present Bird Hole at the 7th Street Entry on Wednesday, November 15th. Born in a quarantine and raised by the internet, Bird Hole emerged in the Minneapolis music scene seemingly out of nowhere. Delivering a throwback pop-punk sound, Bird Hole crafts their songs around driving harmonized guitars, intricate drumming, and deep, vulnerable lyrics. Joining Bird Hole on this bill are fellow local bands Goodbye Mordecai, Tim Is a Rocker, and Butter Boys. Tickets for Bird Hole can be found at the First Avenue website. Visit first-avenue.com for more details.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and